Okay, welcome everybody. Welcome to shareenjoyment.com. Welcome to the discussion that we're having, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayera. We are discussing a wonderful Parsha, which is, I want to continue our discussion from last night, which is entitled, and it's called Move Forward under Vayera. Please check it out on shareenjoyment.com. I want to thank Jake for hosting last night's share, as well as prior shiurim. We're slowly building back up the website, so everybody's welcome to take a look, enjoy, and listen to some Torah there. So tonight's share is a continuation of last night's share. However, we would call it part B because I want to focus on the Akedah. Last night we talked about Atei Dati Ki Yirei L'Kemata. That is such an obvious statement because we all know that God understood that Avraham Avinu was a God-fearing person, but yet it is proclaimed that now I know that you're a God-fearing person. We explained various explanations or possibilities to explain why this is so, why Hashem says, Atei Dati Ki Yirei L'Kemata. And the focal point was Elokim, not Shem Havaya, Yudkei Vavkei. Elokim is Midas Adin. Then now I understand that despite the fact that I'm asking you to do something which is relatively very foreign to you, it's under level of Midas Adin, you're still able to operate just as quickly and easily as if it was Shem Havaya, something that's easy for you or something that was in your scope of rationality or rationalism. So this is something that Avraham Avinu had to struggle with, but clearly he was able to master this test. And as a result of a scoring 9 out of 10 on prior 9 tests, you know, the fact that he scored a 10 out of 10 proved that Avraham Avinu was clearly able to balance both the things that he was comfortable with within his zone and the things that took him out of his comfort zone. Under the level of Midas Elokim, which really put into question everything that he had been espousing up until his time, not to send your kids to Molech and don't build fires and then throw your children inside of it. This is how they used to sacrifice to the gods. And Avraham Avinu was apparently on this mission to do something very similar. So despite the fact that others may say ill of him, he still was able to persevere and to see it through as the way Hashem desired. He never said to Shech, the son, but he rather said, Kach nas bincha shechicha shehavdas Yitzchak, lelechecha al eretz amoriyah, so that you should go up on this journey. The journey itself was the test. Not that, you know, anything further than that. So I just wanted to focus on one nakuda before I jump into the topic of tonight, which is the end of this parsha, and that is that we know that when Yitzhak Avinu was brought up on the Akedah, he was 37 years of age. And in next week's parsha, we begin by Yuchaye Sarah. And Rabbi Elazar explains that Vayihiyu is the gematria 37. You can take a look and you can count it up also. So the life of Sarah, as we will discuss in next week, was defined by the years that she was able to appreciate her son, to have her son with her by her side. And we all know how chaviv children are to their parents, how much parents love their children, what they will do to sacrifice for their children, and the great weight that they carry with regard to raising a child from infancy until adulthood, the amount of energy and forget about the money part, which is in itself a tremendous, tremendous undertaking, especially when Klal Yisrael has large families. Large family would be any family greater than two kids, because that's really the average for American families. So when you have large families and you undertake this tremendous burden of raising these kids, there's nothing that a parent wouldn't do to see the child succeed in life. And so the greatest joy, even though Sarah Aminu lived 127 years, her life began at age 90 when she gave birth to Yitzchak. And those 37 years, those were the years that meant most to her. It's interesting also to draw an analogous to Rabbeinu Bachya, who brings up that the word Vayechi Yaakov, that the Gematria of Vayechi is 34. And what does 34 refer to? The 17 years that Yosef was home with him, and the 17 years that he was with him at the very end, that Yaakov Avinu spent 17 years in Mitzrayim. He came down at age 130. He passed away at age 147. Yosef was with him at his early onset, Shvasa Shana. So tonight is really an appreciation for the children, and the children have to realize and appreciate how much the parents love them and will do anything to have them close. And so we know that that it's not lost on the mothers, it's equally found with the fathers, how much parents individually and collectively love their children. And so this topic of the Akedah is just another tremendous expression of love. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding Avraham. Avraham Avinu is demonstrating his love for Hashem, but yet if you follow the words through, Hineni b'ni, like, I'm right here, my son. And so there's a great deal of love and interaction, even though he's trying his best to live in two worlds, to be on the one hand a divine person, on the other hand to be a loving father. And that is also a very interesting dichotomy between the two Avrahams that we are introduced to at the end of the Parsha of Vayera. But the Parsha concludes that it says, and we say this in Karbanos, which is interesting, we say that after the Akedah finishes, that's where the Akedah is over, meaning in Karbanos, right after the brachas that we say in the morning, we say the Akedah. I try to say the Akedah every morning. And the reason why I do that, actually, is because it reminds me of my father's voice, because I remember him saying the Akedah. So this to me is something nostalgic. But I also recognize that there's something missing in the Akedah, because at the end, in the Berachas HaShachar, we do not find the next passage, the fifth Aliyah on Rosh Hashanah, which is on day two. It says, "Vayugal Avram Lemar Hine Yolda Bein Lanachar Achicha." That it's Uz v'Charov, it's Buz, that's Kemuel, Abi Aram. So all of the Kemuel was there, and then you have Besuel, who is the eighth son. So there was a whole host of children that were born to Nachar, and Nachar is the brother of Avraham Avinu. So we have this. We don't know anything much about Nachar. For all practical purposes, he was not a religious person. He clearly did not have the strength of an Avraham Avinu to undergo any form of test. And we find that he has been blessed with all of these children. He doesn't just simply have one. He has eight, and then he has another four from his concubine.
That's
Maaka, right? The last one is named Maaka. So the Chazal explained, actually I heard this from a Shir, that this whole passage over here, pardon me for, I'm just trying to draw this out, it's been a year or so, or maybe more, the package that we see at the end of the parsha, which is the fifth aliyah, for all argument's sake, it should have ended with the Akedah itself. We should not be talking about anything about Nachar. If you want to tell me about the Akedah, tell me about the Akedah, but why complete the parsha talking about Nachar? So the answer is, right, one answer is obvious, because we want to show about Besuel. Besuel is born, so there's continuity over here. But aside from the fact that Besuel has been born, which means that now he has two children, a Lavan, and he has a Rivka. Outside of this, don't we also feel a little bit of angst for Avraham Avinu? Think about it. He struggled his whole life. He didn't have any children. He finally has a Yishmael, who's sent away. He finally has a Yitzchak, which goes to the Akedah. This man had Vayira Beinei Avraham. It was very troubling in the eyes of Avraham Avinu to send away Yishmael. And I imagine that it was very troubling for him to go to the Akedah. And that's the reason why it was the greatest of all tests. because it was the most challenging of which. And he has these two kids, and he's struggling his whole life with so much stress. You know, Yishmael's a bad influence on Yitzchak, and so he has to be sent away. Hagar didn't get along with Sarah, so they, you know, she had to get her. All of this tension in the house, and then the children. Avraham Avinu is very stressed out, it appears, and yet we find that when we transition over to this discussion about Nachar, it says, "Vayuga Avraham Lemar, Hine Yolda Ben LaNachar Achicha," and the Torah lists every single one of these kids, and then all of the concubines, and you ask yourself, what does Avram say? Nothing. He doesn't say a word. We don't find. It says that it was told over to him, and this is what your brother has. Your brother is not religious. He hasn't gone through any tests. He doesn't understand all the things that I've gone through. It's like the same argument a person will say, I do all of these things. I'm a religious person, and I'm struggling financially just the same as anybody else. And so where is my reward? I deserve a reward. And the answer is, no, you were created for this. You were created to serve Hashem. And you can't turn and say to God, because I'm serving you, I deserve to be a wealthy person. The greatest danger a person has is when they do good deeds and they expect to be repaid by winning the lottery, or, I mean, it's possible anybody could win the lottery, but there's a far greater chance that someone could, God forbid, get hit by a car faster than, you know, getting struck by lightning, and even more remote of winning the lottery, which is even far, far remote. And especially they say winning the lottery is like 1 in 3.2 million or some crazy number. And then when it comes to getting hit by a car, it's like one in every like 20 or something that's possible. And they say, no, you know, you never know when it comes to the lottery, but forget about it. You're never going to get hit by a car. So this is there's a disconnect over here with reality. But here, Avraham Avinu was living with his own disconnect, because if you looked at his brother, he would say, this is totally unfair. And much like the people in today's day and age would also find many things that are unfair. And they say, I'm living a religious life. I deserve to have all of these amenities and luxuries and all these things because I do for Hashem. And Hashem turns around and says, you know, this is kach notzarta. You were created to serve Hashem. So you have an obligation to do so. There's not a reward, punishment or reward. So first of all, that's one nakuda. But Avraham Avinu stays quiet. And I think the message of that particular ending of the Parsha and Vayera is to teach us the most valuable lesson of Emunah. That this is read on Rosh Hashanah day two. And it carries with it this tremendous message of Emunah and Bitachon. And it just goes to say that although you could say something, they say, I remember seeing on the fridge when I was growing up in my house on the Lower East Side, that a smart person knows what to say, a wise person knows whether or not to say it. Everybody has what to say. Everybody has what advice to give. The question is, what do you say, or do you say nothing at all? And here, Avraham Avinu, he probably had a lot of reasons to speak up and to say to turn to Hashem at that moment and say, why did you put me through all these tests? Look at my brother, he's having children like guppies, and me, I'm struggling just to keep my kids alive and keep my kids in my house, keep my kids, you know, with me. And all the trials and tribulations that I had, they don't understand what they are. They don't suffer like I'm suffering. So Avraham Avinu could have launched into a whole tirade and just unwound all of his successes. But the greatness of Avraham Avinu was that he kept quiet. And so the message, or the second message of tonight's shiur, is that in life there are many opportunities for a person to lose his cool. But the challenge is to remain calm, cool, and collected, and not to lose your cool. And to think, what would Avraham Avinu do in such a circumstance? And is it possible that I could replicate some of that behavior for the betterment of the conditions that I find myself in right now? There are many times when a person feels that they want to complain and it's not easy for them, and they have a justifiable case. And there's nothing that anybody can say to tell them that they're not correct. They are correct. However, when there's a time and a place for everything, and Avraham Avinu, when he was faced with this tremendous challenge of being told that his irreligious brother is having all of these successes in life with regard to children, and Avraham Avinu is having such a hard time having children and finally, you know, raising those children and keeping those children. He clearly had what to say to the detriment or to the negative that could have been launched into a grievance, so to speak, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avraham Avinu, the strength of his character was to remain silent. Ezo Gibor, HaKovish is Yitzro. Who is a strong person? Someone who suppresses his will and someone who is able to control himself in times when most people cannot. So there's also another midah that my grandfather gave over to our family, my father's father, who said, Tola Eretz al Blima, that the earth stands still in a balance. And there's meaning, if we look at the universe, we see the earth, it's moving around the sun. Right now, as you speak, even though we're grounded, we are moving. But another way of reading this pasuk from Iyov is, Tola Eretz al Blima, that the earth stands still in deference to those who say nothing. Bli ma. Those who do not ask troubling questions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, challenging the current state in which they find themselves in, but rather the greatness of an individual is to accept all of those things. That's the highest level, obviously, and it's a level that I aspire to. It's a level that hopefully one day I'll reach. To be able to see the chesed in everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and to be gomel chesed, and to be appreciative to all the things Hashem does for us, and all the things that we have, and to be appreciative of all the things we do not have, and in that chus, we should only go in good health, and we should have atzlacha and Godspeed in all of our personal, material, spiritual endeavors. Mordechai Plotzker wishing you the very best. Have a wonderful evening and a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh. That's Hashem. We'll be back Sunday night. Have a great night.